Hello, NA1SS, NA1SH, H Juliet 8 X-ray, HJ 8 X Sapporo, Japan. How do you copy, go? Thank you. Hi, John. NA1SS, H Juliet 8 X-ray, you are 5 and 9, no problem. Good afternoon, konnichiwa from Sapporo, Japan. This is Control Operator Jun. This is first contact in Japan after STS-114 mission. Now, we've got some 19 questions, and all systems go here. Now, are you ready for the questions? NA1SS, H Juliet 8 X-ray, go. Okay, now, first one.
This is show. What kind of trouble bothers you most in space? Over. This is like are there any difference in your voice in space? Over. This is Takako. Can you see the light of Sapporo now? Over.
That's a good question, Takako. Right now we are over Korea, and I can see the lights of some cities in Korea, and maybe some cities in southern Japan. In about 2 minutes we will be over Sapporo, and I will let you know if I can see the lights. Over.
This is Kanako. How do you get in touch with your family? Over. This is Josuke. What is it like to live in no gravity? Over.
Well, there is gravity up here. Gravity is what holds us in orbit. But because the station is falling around at the same time we are, the same rate, we don't feel the Earth's gravity. And it's very enjoyable to live and work in these conditions. You can fly like a bird and you can work in any position. Over.
This is Konak. What's the reason you decided to be an astronaut? Over. This is Sayuri. What do you think when you are looking at the Earth? Over.
Sayuri, I think that it is very beautiful and that all the peoples of the Earth share a responsibility for safeguarding our planet and working together to keep the Earth beautiful for many generations to come. Over.
This is Fazuki. What work do you do on the ISS? Over.
This is Naoya. What is the meaning of space for you? Over.
Naoya, for me the importance of space flight is that we are pushing the frontiers of humanity ever outward, discovering new things about our environment and our bottom. Over.
This is Yuki. What time do you get up and go to bed? Over.
Well, Yuki, we carry out our schedule according to the time in Greenwich, England. Right now it is about 2:30 in the afternoon. Wake up at about 6:30 in the morning and go to bed about 11 o'clock in the evening.
This is Manami. What kind of new space food would you like to eat? Over.
Manami, we don't have a refrigerator or freezer up here, so we don't have any ice cream, but I would really like to have some. I'd also like pizza. And I want to mention also to Takako that we are now approaching Sapporo and I can see the lights of the city. Over.
This is Takaya. What is your fun on the ISS? Over.
Takaya, is always fun to look out the window and see the Earth or the sky. In addition to that, I like to read books and magazines. We watch movies on DVDs, and I sometimes play games on a computer. Over.
Hello, this is Control Operator Jun. Are there any difference in your blood pressure in space? Over.
Jun, I have not noticed any big difference. I think that maybe
see the show. How big do you see the moon? Over.
The night sky from our orbit looks pretty much the same as it does on a clear night from the top of a mountain on Earth. We are less than 400 kilometers up, and the moon is 1,000 times farther away from Earth. So you really can't see any difference in the viewing the moon from here or from Earth. Over.
This is Rick. Have you ever brought any animals into space? Over.
Rico, I have not brought animals into space. I wish I had some experiments in plants and animals, but I don't. When we first arrived, an Italian astronaut brought some crickets on board, and my Russian crewmate has an experiment with snails, but I do not have any animals on board. Over.
This is Takako. Is it comfortable to rerun the ISS? Over.
For me, it's very comfortable, Takako. It's fun to float around. The temperature is always comfortable. The air is clean, and our sleeping conditions are excellent, and our food is very good. So I think we have all the comforts we need. Over.
This is Kanako. How do you feel when you are going into space for the first time? Over.
Kanako, I have been training for a long time, for several years, and it was a very important event for me. I was not worried about the danger of the launch. I was mostly worried that I would make a mistake in carrying out my job. But mostly I was just glad to be there. Over.
This is Ryosuke. What is your favorite that is space food? Over.
Well, I particularly like some of the Mexican food we have on board. We have food that some of it is in cans, some of it is preserved by heat and it's in metal pouches, and some of it is dried and we have to add water. I particularly like that. We have a little bit of Japanese food. For example, we have teriyaki chicken, and we always have a tube of wasabi available. Over.
This is Konat. What was it like being on board the Soyuz? Over.
Well, when we launched on the Soyuz, there were three of us on board, and we were all strapped into a very small, cramped module. After launch, we moved into a slightly larger module. It's not really comfortable, but you're only there on board for 2 days, so we enjoyed the ride very much. Over.
Thank you, John. Anyone assist? AJLX. We've got audience to our questions, so on behalf of all the people here, I'd like to say thank you for your effort. You've made me and children very happy and given them an unforgettable experience and a fantastic contact. Thanks again indeed. Keep going on a good mission. Wish you all the best every series and sayonara from Sapporo, Japan. Anyone is this? AJLX signing off and clear.
AJLX, anyone is this? This was my pleasure to talk to the students at the Sapporo Junior Amateur Radio Club. I've been to Sapporo a couple times and I have very fond memories of that city. And it was a pleasure to talk to you and thanks very much for your good wishes. NA1FS International Space Station out.
Thank you very much. Good journey. 73s.